Well, as you've already heard and probably figured out, I want to spend a few minutes talking some more about peace here on this second Sunday of Advent. And to me, just personally, peace may be not only the most sorely needed Advent theme in our world, it also is clearly one of the hardest to get to. And that word peace covers a lot of area. And so I sort of wanted to start with, what do we mean by peace? Was already talking a little bit with the children about that. But we'll do some more congregation participation here right now. When I say the word peace, what word or words comes to mind for you? And if you need a hint, you can look on the front of your bulletin, too, if you didn't notice. But, yell out a few. Don't need to...
Calm.
Calm.
Absence of conflict,
yes.
Well-being.
Tranquility.
Acceptance.
Acceptance of others.
Respect for others.
Unity. Forgiveness. What?
Unity.
Joy. What's that?
Joy.
Anything else?
A good book.
That one. All these things. Yeah, and that the word cross a wide range. I mean, when we talk about peace, we are talking about everything from the whole world globally to right in here. I mean, the very narrowest definition of peace, perhaps, when the Alice lifted up, the absence of war or conflict, or violence, or strife. And yet, of course, peace is much more than just the absence of something. That's part of it. But there are plenty of places where there's no war or violence, but there still is not really peace yet. Peace can cover division and just sort of grumbling and negativity and people being divided and election seasons, and these are all places that we might not find peace. But there's also this aspect of peace as the positive, of course, as some of you were lifting up those words, calm and serenity and unity, and I might add harmony, and all these things that bring people together and bring some rest and comfort, like sitting on my deck reading a good book. Yes. All these things are aspects of peace, or the lack of peace, and all are wrapped up, I think, in Advent, in what we are waiting to celebrate, and reflected in our readings this morning. I mean, one of the things I was noticing, this psalm particularly, as I mentioned, is about looking to the king, the leader, to bring righteousness and justice, other aspects of peace. When there is righteousness and justice, people live together peacefully. No one thinks the system is rigged against them. And yet, even this wonderful looking to the king at the time of Israel, very few of the kings of Israel actually lived up to this hope of bringing peace and justice and righteousness. And I began wondering about the connection between hypocrisy and peace. The ideals, what we say, what we strive to do, and the way we fall short. Not just with our leaders, but even with our country as a whole. The ideals that we lift up, and yet how over these 200 plus years we still are striving to come even close to living up to equality and justice. But even in our churches, What is one of the great complaints about the institution of the church these days that turns so many people off? They're just a bunch of hypocrites. They talk so good on Sunday mornings and talk about how wonderful and loving I am, and then you see them outside the walls of the church. Sometimes you don't even have to go outside the walls of the church to see them arguing, complaining, grumbling, fighting. Even these people who claim to be Christians can't even get along amongst themselves. Now, when you're trying to live up to an ideal and you're missing the mark and you're not aware of it, that can cause a lot of anxiety and stress, the opposite of peace. And that led me to begin to think about peace, not just out there, but starting in here, in each of us. I don't know, I've also been thinking about that iconic commercial from the 70s for Coke. Remember that one? I'd like to buy the world a Coke. Remember that one when they're all standing on the hill with candles and, you know. I know, it comes from, what's the original? I'd like to teach the world to sing. That's right. I mean, that idea, sure. It's a little cliche, almost naive, but that idea of why can't people live together? Well, we can't hope for peace out there or even peace in here amongst a group of people until we begin to think about peace in our own hearts. I mean, that's hard enough, isn't it? And if we are striving to be something we're not, we're not going to be very peaceful. If we are striving to keep up with the Joneses, in my previous church, there was actually a couple named the Joneses, and every time I'd refer to that, I have to say, I don't mean Bob and Vera. If we're trying to strive to be what we are not, that's going to cause stress, anxiety, fear, the absence of peace. I mean, notice all the positive words in our scripture readings this morning. Encourage, welcome. The whole point of what Ernie read to us is about how with God comes this welcome of all people. Well, that's got to start with loving ourselves and being at peace with ourselves. And that's a hard enough task, isn't it? And so we have this season of Advent, which I think one of the things we are encouraged to do as Christians, getting ready to celebrate the birth of Christ, our Savior, is one, to acknowledge that we need a Savior. What are the places where I am not what I wish I was? But also, the positive side, what are the good things that I have and do and can share? And maybe I need to stop trying to be something I'm not and just be who God made me. I mean, that's hard enough. But we're so good at comparing ourselves to each other. But instead, to learn to live with ourselves first at peace. Who am I? Sure, I may not be all that I want to be, but God made me and made me good. Who am I? And how can I follow that path? And as I learn to live at peace with myself, maybe I can better be at peace with family and community and even the world as well. And yet our society, instead of encouraging during this season of Advent time for rest and calm and reflection and harmony and peace, what has our society done to this Advent season? It's turned it into just the opposite. Oh, my decorations don't look as good as they did last year. Oh, the house is a mess. Oh, man, I'm throwing this party. I'm not prepared yet. I don't have the cards sent out yet. Oh, the presents to buy. Instead of searching for peace in our own hearts during Advent, we're anxious and stressed and fearful and lashing out at others. Don't touch that! Go to your room. But what did I'm too busy. This is supposed to be a season of peace. And if we can't even find peace now in the Advent season, when God is encouraging us to look for it, what hope do we have anytime else? So this morning, this week ahead, I encourage you to be serious about peace. Not just peace out there and justice and righteousness as a society, but peace in your own heart and mind and family. And to take some time to rest. Yes, it's okay to take some time to rest, even this time of year. And to reflect and to notice how good you are and know that God wants you to be at peace. Despite what the TV and the culture and the stores and anyone else may be telling you. Because folks, if we in this Advent season can't be working on peace in our own hearts, what possible chance will we have to welcome the Prince of Peace when He comes? Amen.